The upcoming segment discuss content that is of adult nature. The views and opinions expressed are not that of the SABC and are that of participating contributors and listeners and do not reflect that of the official policy or position of Metro FM.
A very good morning to you and yours. Of course, we've got the Naked DJ and Somizi in studio. I'm here in Mpumalanga, Nelspruit, and I think this is a perfect time to bring on Anonymous. Anonymous, good morning.
Good morning to you too, guys. Hi, Somizi. Hi, everyone.
Morning.
Hi, Anonymous.
Hello.
All right. Anonymous, before we continue, let me read the house rules. Respect is the foundation of our conversation. Please maintain respectful language. Refrain from any swearing or use of profanities. Our responsibility is to protect your identity, and your responsibility, Anonymous, is to extend the same courtesy to protect the identity of the people or the person you'll be speaking about. Anonymous, if you're in agreement with these terms, please confirm by stating, I agree.
I agree.
We're listening, Papa.
Hi, guys. So my story is this one. I am in a relationship with this person. And then the person go my like go outing. I'm working at the outing. So when I first time meeting with this person, we're at the funeral. So this person went to village, end up exchanging the number. Then after that, we talk. The relationship was flowing. How was it? Every time I was it, more when we end up more married. No, I can see that you are using your old car. Let me try to buy you another car. So I try on Twitter, go to young Waragishiago. Hunter, the person, the way Nagi Wanagahona, the person was trying for even more than a modern trapper owner, is going to check the trigger, Kikai, Kitraini, Lubumang, Kiakai, and I have to get a similar out to Kitilin. Because the person is not Kolumpopo, Utlega Mereko, so Nakolumpopo Kai. So Hekiago Hai, it does not only work given a similar, Unagar, Nagavone.
Okay, Anonymous, hold on a second. Did you say she bought you a car?
Yes, the car is on installment. So, how can I give you so the car is on installment? Can no one give a regular patel, but the idea they legal.
Oh, okay. So basically, Anonymous is saying that she came with the idea of them buying a car, but for himself. But he's paying the installment. So, but the intentions was to track him and stalk him and make sure that Anonymous is doing the right things. Yeah. Mm.
So, at the end, there is a like Kim Toban is being toxic because Kim Toban wobulala manju awima. At the end of the day, Korwa Rohana most of the time. We can bring my car back so that I can take it back to the dealership so the relationship we can be over. Like, to everything.
All right. Hold on, Papa. I'll translate. So, the lady is very abusive with words and extremely toxic. And Anonymous is like feeling congested in this relationship. Okay, so Anonymous Kupa, hold on a bit, ne? It's like carry on a story how when you come back from the headlines.
Indeed. Let's go through to the news headlines with Hope Eddie Dilogwe. Here she is.
SABC News, independent and impartial.
Headlines at 10:30. The ANC in Tshwane has accused the city's Mayor Cilliers Brink of being on a witch hunt for placing five senior officials on precautionary suspension for the failed Royval wastewater treatment works tender. And the ANC in Limpopo has come out victorious in the Polokwane Municipality Ward 10 by-elections at Seshego. Details on these and other stories coming up at 10.
What's love got to do with it? Hashtag Ask a Man.
Thank you very much, Khopedi Dilogwe, coming through with the news headlines. Of course, we've got the Naked DJ and Somizi live in studio. I'm here in Mpumalanga, Mbombela, coming to you live. And of course, a bit of a summary before we continue with Anonymous, and we'll complete the understanding of what Anonymous needs help with. Anonymous is in a long-distance relationship, and things were going very well in the relationship to a point where this lady actually bought him a car. Now, the car turned out to be a poisoned, I think, chalice, as Anonymous' partner used it to track him, and continuously threatens to take it away from him when they fight. So let's leave it there and continue with Anonymous.
Okay, Anonymous, carry on.
Okay. And then last week, he just called me and then said, I'm in hospital. The person was saying to me on March, he said, I think I'm pregnant. Oh, you're pregnant. Yes, I'm pregnant. Okay, that is a good thing. Can you go to the doctor so that you can confirm that you are pregnant? And then she said, no, I will go. But now I'm still going home. When I come back home, then I'll go to the doctor and tell what is happening. So that person did not go to the doctor until I go home. And then Karaka pregnancy test, yeah, won't you two lines? Okay, it's fine. And then the person was still, we are going home. The person is starting to ovulate on raw, gamma video. At the end of the day, last week, one phone a lot more or not to go special. Even I had a miscarriage. This is all your fault because on pastor I say, how do you open up? Every time when I hear you go to your family, I'll go on and like you're not spending time with me, but I'm sleeping there. Like I cannot even forgive Eliana most of the time because I have a feeling. You're warning. Regularly, I have to forgive her. So, but the person came over and, like, I can understand you. And then, Umrata Kamrata, like, told you to Kamrata blind. But the way it's Kalankawana, I think we're Lord Likuliki Vishichi. Then, Riki Vishita is a warrior, nah.
Okay, who's paying for the car?
I'm paying the car from the car.
You what?
I am paying.
Oh, okay. All right. So, can I ask you, like, and you don't have kids, Leanna?
No.
Okay, and you don't live together?
Yes.
You don't live together, ne?
Yes.
Okay, and I might have missed the part. How long have you been together?
Well, it's going to be 1 year.
1 year?
Yes.
Okupula meoko matiti hari arim.
I remember, but
is it
Mkoko? Okay.
Yeah. She had the very meanest. I'm giving you that in a year. Hi guys, these days I don't know if I'm getting old or what. Things are happening so fast.
What's happening fast in this situation?
Everything, the turbulence, the turmoil, the catastrophe, the car, yo.
Oh, the catastrophe.
The catastrophe. Like, yeah. Anonymous. It's a lot. Guningi.
Yeah, it's a lot because the way I see the moment Kolei is, I can open each and everything because the person, I'm going somewhere. Like, you'll just say, no, you don't have my time, but you're using my car. Like,
you know, sadly, ne? Yeah, it's weird that she's saying my car when you are paying for the car. But it's a story for another day after the Metro FM Awards. So, you know what's said, and I'm sure I'm not the only one, but I'm going to say it because a lot of people are scared to say it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for instance, I listened to Anonymous, ne?
Yeah.
Already, a part of me is judging him based on his tone, which is the case most of the time. Anonymous has got a soft tone. You can tell he's gentle. He's fragile as well.
Yeah.
And some people can prey on you based on that. You are soft, you're going to be a walkover. The minute you said hello, Aripo, B, this is going to be my next victim.
Yeah.
And it's sad because tone should not determine or give an idea or an illusion that you are weak or strong. Because there are men who speak with a deep voice, but they are fragile and soft inside and blah blah. But because of their voices, they are of their tones, they are respected. Like, I can see how people don't respect you naked based on your tone. Like, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's sad, you know?
Very sad.
Or they assume that you are gay because you've got a soft tone.
Manji.
Not you.
I'm saying a person. Okay.
Wow. Wear the shoe, it fits, maybe. Anonymous. So, have you ever had insecurities with your voice and your tone and stuff like that?
No.
Okay. So, Mina, in my view, I think she's walking all over you because you come across as a very soft, gentle, caring gentleman. And some people are addicted to toxicity and roughness and violence and if you don't do that, they want to push you to get to that point.
Do you think Anonymous's woman has also could have worn him down for him to sound so like a timid character?
No, I think Anonymous naturally is like that. Correct us if I'm wrong, Anonymous. Like, you are a soft, gentle gentleman.
Like, I'm soft, like I'm too soft.
Exactly. And people take it for weakness, and you are not weak, you know? So you need to be with a person who will see you for who you are and appreciate you for who you are, the man that you are, the caring, protective man that you are. This person that you are with right now is pressing the buttons, and you're not getting to where she wants you to go.
Mm.
You know, you are not going. She wants you to be rough with her. She wants you to go, "Hi, Wena," and that's not you. Once a person pushes you to a place where you have to change yourself, then everything is wrong about that.
So, yeah, because the way Gubananka or not, like, I have asked you this question, like, okay, how did you grow up at your back home from KZN? And he says to me, yeah, my mother used to shout at my father, then beat my father. So
yes.
Because
when did she tell you this?
Too much more warning. I just need the garabo from here, not the way I can go.
When did she tell you this, Anonymous? The beginning of the relationship or later?
After 4 months in the relationship.
Yeah. Hold on. Now, why do I get the feeling that she wears the pants in this relationship?
Exactly.
Anonymous, if it was her idea, and don't even say idea, she decided we are buying a car. What if something as big as buying a car, it seems like she makes all the decisions and then when are you follow? So are we experiencing where there's certain levels of role reversals in this relationship? Like, whatever she says, you do.
He was trying whatever that into I will align a petter, but I agree over me. Sometimes I'm telling him, no, I cannot.
Okay, so please translate.
She was trying to control him and make him do things that she doesn't want to do, but he stood his ground.
Okay, so Anonymous, earlier on you said you are too soft. And the way you said it, it feels like you know that you're too soft to your detriment.
Mm.
So now, Somizi, what does Anonymous do knowing how he is as a person, knowing that it actually affects him badly in relationships, because this might not be the only relationship.
Mm.
How does he start being more assertive?
I don't see anything wrong with Anonymous being soft and being gentle and being everything else that he is. He is just with the wrong people. Stop attracting the same people. How was your previous relationship?
My previous relationship, it was very toxic because I end up fighting with my ex and then he beat me with the bottle.
Excuse Anonymous. You see, Anonymous, you must stop attracting, because I think it's a repeat cycle. You attract the same people all the time. You need to be with someone who's going to compliment you with your gentleness.
Hold on.
Yeah.
But he could be searching for the wrong people all the time.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. So what happens if he is searching for more assertive women, more women that stand their ground because he's just scared of the world. And he feels that if he finds a partner that speaks for him, speaks on his behalf, he's looking for a partner that's going to protect him. And then in the long run, he ends up getting a partner that abuses him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. You know what, Naked? So, Mizi, I'm going to ask if we can hold it there. We'll come back with Anonymous just to wrap it up. Let's go and pay some bills. It's Ask a Man. Good morning.
Your man with Kutso Teledi. So, Mizi and the Naked DJ on Metro FM.
It's Ask a Man. Of course, hashtag it on the socials. We see your comments already coming through advising Anonymous. But of course, we're not done yet. The Naked DJ and Somizi are in studio. Somizi, let's hear your point with Anonymous, yeah?
I think we should ask the question because we just dived in. Is it dived
100%.
Or
dived, you write.
Yeah.
Hey, doved.
When I Anonymous, I want to write a hotel. When I'm going to say, when Anonymous.
Nah.
And
Khopedi as well. Let's go to right. Anonymous. Anonymous, you still there?
Anonymous? Yeah, I'm still there.
Okay, Papa. What is your question here? How would you like us to help you?
Mm. Like, I just want to know how can I handle this all the situation.
Okay. Anonymous, I think your case is very simple, straightforward, but I'm sure South Africa would also help us with that, or disagree or agree. I honestly think you keep on attracting the same people all the time and you're looking for the same things, or you don't give yourself time to know people for who they really are. You understand?
Yeah.
When someone tells you in 4 months' time, Oriana, she grew up in a family where the mother used to abuse the father, in 4 months in that relationship, I would walk away, because if she's saying she's going to duplicate that, it means... Who's playing the role of the father in this relationship? You. And who's going to be abused? You. Webo?
Oh, so yeah.
You need to let it go, Anonymous. Let it go. Be single, mingle, have fun, no strings attached. You just need to... How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
Yes, you're still young, you know?
Mm.
What do you think?
So, Minzi, I think... dating in this modern world is very difficult as a man, right? Because there's a thin line between you being, if we're saying he needs to put his foot down and be more assertive, what happens if a lot of men are afraid that gets translated into GBV, yeah. into abuse?
Yeah.
So... does Anonymous just go through life where his exes are beating him with bottles, the current girlfriend is being verbally and financially abusive towards him?
Mm.
How does he learn to toe a thin line between abuse and being assertive?
It's boundaries. Do you know what boundaries are, Anonymous? Anonymous, do you know what's the meaning of boundaries? Mm.
Yeah,
Papa. It's boundaries. Naked, to be assertive doesn't mean you have to be loud and aggressive.
Mm.
It's the tone. A person will get it. If they don't get it, then they are crossing the boundary.
Okay.
Then it's your choice to stay in that or leave. It's the tone. If I don't have to go, stop it. I just go, stop. I don't like this.
But he's been saying stop.
He hasn't.
He's been saying stop instead of listen.
Yes.
Enough is enough.
There's a difference.
Mm.
You must remember, what you say must be followed by your actions.
Okay.
You know, when you say stop, but you say stop, but when you are busy trying to reach out to them, you are contradicting yourself. Do you understand, Anonymous? You can't say you don't like this 65 times, but you're still there. To her, you're saying, and there's a saying that's written in every billboard in this country. It says, what you allow continues.
Yeah. So, Anonymous, you have been abused in most of your relationships, and abuse is abuse.
Mm.
Remember, gender-based violence does not mean it's just men abusing women. It's also women abusing men.
Yeah.
Right? So you need to get yourself out of all those toxic situations, even going forward. The moment you find yourself in a toxic situation, you need to leave as soon as possible and ask yourself why you're not leaving when these things happen. Because when you don't leave soon, it means the problem is with you.
Mm.
Okay? And then just one last question. What is boundaries, Gasiped?
Boundaries?
Yes, Gasiped.
Gasiped. And boundaries is Mahom.
King?
Mahom.
Oh, beautiful Mahom. Nani Klorki? Ki? Eh. Marumo.
Yeah.
Wow, beautiful. Thank you so much, Anonymous. Anonymous, please love yourself better, ne? Kaukopa umutla uithate, and you deserve better, my brother. You deserve better. So are you gonna tell Eguti it's over, or are you still gonna continue?
No, I think I have decided to give such a relationship after losing the baby, because I think after losing the baby it's going to be more.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that, ne?
Yeah.
Okay, Uber right. Re tla mamela hore ba reng. A skhutso. A ri e ka wena ko Mpumalanga.
Danki, ra leboga so mizi re mo Mpumalanga, Mapulane, Matsonga, Swati, hey, sila. Otherwise, thank you very much, Aneka DJ Somizi. For now, though, we're handing it over to you, South Africa. Anonymous is here needing your advice. And Anonymous, we really do appreciate you for entrusting the team and the show, Ask a Man. So give us a call right now. The number to dial is 086000-2160. What advice do you have for Anonymous? Or you can send us a WhatsApp message, a voice note, that is, to 060-552-7303. Raleboa, Naked DJ, Somizi, back to you. The Metro FM. Selena Jones, Johnson rather, coming through with Hit On Me right here on the mighty Metro FM. It's hashtag Ask A Man. The Naked DJ, Somizi. Of course, the comments are coming through at Metro FM SA at Naked underscore DJ at Somizi at Kutso Teledi. We see you. And of course, this is the moment where we get your point of view and advice that you have for Anonymous. Let's take the call, starting off with Anonymous. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning, Kutso.
How are you this morning?
I'm well, of course, and you?
Fantastic. Yeah. Anonymous, what's the advice that you have?
Good morning, guys. Yeah.
Good morning.
Okay. Yes. My advice for Anonymous, of course, is that obviously I fully agree with your team. Yeah, they said it all. Yeah, then the relationship is toxic for Anonymous. So it's better for him what he approved. On the current relationship, and then ask for counseling if he can, so that he can heal, and then when he feels he's ready to continue with his relationship, with his next relationship, because this relationship is not okay for him. You know, it's quite toxic, of course, for him.
100% with you. And thank you very much, Anonymous.
Can I make a plea, of course, please? I'll make a plea to the team to be more translated, because after the break, the Anonymous continued in Pedro, Tswana. Most of the conversation was not translated fully, because some of us, we are not English. It's a universal language. You know, it caters
100%.
Us all. Some of us, we don't understand Pedro, Tswana, and other languages. We're not the basic only. Yes.
Thank you very much, Anonymous. Noted on that one. We do appreciate you. And hopefully you do catch your points where we do translate throughout the show. Let's go on over to Pride. Good morning, Pride.
Good morning, team. How are you?
Good.
Good and you, Pride?
Good, thanks. Okay, I listened to Anonymous and Kehai Jediaga. I think I was able to at least understand what he's saying because chemo baby. But generally, and I am a therapist, and generally what we see, agreeing to what Somizi was saying and all of you were saying, we usually see different types of reactions, right? You would notice people who are more passive, some will be assertive, and some would be really aggressive. So what you guys now are debating about is a point of being aggressive versus being assertive. Now, maybe Anonymous Yena is more inclined towards being passive in nature. That's why then, you know, he would likely to be sort of a pushover, not to say that he is. But agreeing with your point, guys, we need to get him to a point where he learns to be assertive. And how do you do that? It's just laying out your boundaries, like you were saying. And I like how he said, understanding gore yena as a person maomo a regeng. If I stay in, we have a long distance relationship, I stay in Gauteng, you stay in Polokwane. If I stay in Polokwane, my family is there, meaning that when I have time off from work, I will have to go home. When I go home, I'll have to see my family, my mother, my siblings. I'll also have to make time for you as my partner. Did you communicate that first in the relationship? Did you, you know, outline that with your partner? Because truth be told, as people, we react differently to things. Some partners are more attached to others. Some are more aggressive. So you need to understand the type of a person that you are, the type of relationship that you want to be in, Anonymous, and your partner. And like Samisa said, if it does not work for you and it's toxic, like you said, or it's toxic, meaning she uses hurtful words just to hurt you and spite you. So do you want to be in that relationship? If not, then we have some work to do. And I'm in Gauteng, I'm in Pretoria. If you are willing, I am willing to give free counseling just to determine certain things and see how we can help him. At least to get to a point where he's assertive and able to say, listen, this is not what I want, and I'm not going to fight with you. Because if I fight with you as a man, then you're going to get me arrested.
Perfect, Pride. Thank you so much. We're going to leave it right there. Yeah, perfect. Thank you very much, Pride, for that advice coming through as a therapist for Anonymous. Truly appreciate it. So, Naked DJ, so Meezy, we've got somebody who's a huge fan of Ask a Man in the show, and she missed an episode. She's live here in Nelspruit Pumba Wild Park with us. She was listening with a group of people. Her name is Noctula Mabena. Don't mind the name and surname, right? But Noctula, I want to hear from you the advice that you'd give to Anonymous.
My advice for Anonymous, based on the conversation, is that to be more self-aware. Because I feel like Anonymous isn't really sure of what he wants in a relationship. Because if he were, he'd be able to stand his ground in certain situations. And he wouldn't allow this toxic environment to, you know, just take over. Because you can tell by the sound of his tone and his voice that it's draining him. And that's not a good space to be in.
Yeah.
And we were in a conversation with a group of colleagues here. And most of the men were like, but what's the other side of the story? You know, what could be driving this woman to be having trackers in the cars and stuff?
Sure.
But as a woman, I would stand by Anonymous that Anonymous should just put himself first. Perfect. And remove himself from this toxic environment.
Noctula Mabena and Nalspray, thank you so much, Somizi the Naked DJ.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, and if Noctula needs any relationship advice, we'll personally give it to her tomorrow.
Yes.
Oh, and she's beautiful. See on our socials at Metro FM SA. Come to Mbombela, guys. Can't wait to see you tomorrow. And thank you very much, team.
Bye.